NPR touts Biden's promise to advance transgender agenda. By Penny Starr on January 16, 2021. The swearing-in this week of Sarah McBride, the first transgender woman to become a member of the Delaware State Senate, inspired taxpayer-funded National Public Radio, NPR, to interview Amara Jones, a transgender woman who rejects the assertion that there are two biological sexes. Jones runs the Translash Media website, and her resume includes being the recipient of the Open Society Foundation's Soros Equality Fellowship in 2019, a $100,000 grant for an 18-month fellowship. NPR All Things Considered host Audie Cornish asked Jones to explain why she sees visibility as a good thing, and specifically whether pop culture plays a special role in bringing about social change. "Absolutely," Jones said, adding, "The reason why is because we're only 1% of the population. And that means that 9 out of 10 people in the United States say that they don't personally know someone who's trans. That means that the way that people can get to know us in a way that centers our humanity, which I believe lessens the likelihood of violence and discrimination and marginalization, is through culture." Jones praised President-elect Joe Biden for his public rejection of two biological sexes and embrace of gender identity, instead. "What sort of policies are you hoping to see out of the Biden administration that could help the community?" Cornish asked. "I think, one, we have to have trans people at every single department who know about all of the ways in which the federal government has been weaponized against trans people over the last 4 years to be there involved in those policies," Jones said. "I believe that those people have to be grouped in a White House coordinating committee to be able to tackle those issues. And I think that we need to have a Justice Department that takes the murders of us seriously and communicates that to police departments across the country," Jones said. "The last thing we need to do is that we need to stop the anti-trans bills that are in over nearly half the state legislatures that are going to come up next year regardless of who's in the White House." Jones is referring to a growing number of states that are seeking laws to protect female athletes from competing against biological men who have chosen to be transgender women. Lawmakers in some states are also crafting legislation to protect children from life-altering drug treatments or surgery until they can make those choices as adults. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.